From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Andrew Colvin, the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, on Sunday said that law enforcement had in recent days become aware of people in Sydney planning to commit a terrorist attack.
In recent days, law enforcement has become aware of information that suggested some people in Sydney were planning to commit a terrorist act using an improvised device.
Colvin said details were scant on the specifics of the attack, the locations, the timing, but that there were four people in custody, five locations were searched overnight, and four searches were still ongoing. Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif named his brother Shahbaz, the chief minister of Punjab province, as his successor and nominated ex-oil minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as the interim premier in a defiant speech Saturday. Sharif's supporters continued to rally behind him. This decision by the court yesterday is part of a conspiracy. Imran Khan and Sheikh Rashid are behind the conspiracy, and this decision has been made just because he did not take salary from his son, and we don't accept this decision. The ruling brought to an unceremonious end to his historic third term and briefly plunged the country into political uncertainty. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months Saturday. They expressed sorrow that four of their colleagues were still being detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members of the Cumhuriyet, a Turkish opposition newspaper, were released from Silivri Jail on the outskirts of Istanbul. They do have to stand trial on September 11th. This is VOA News. The Venezuelan government is preparing to hold a controversial election on Sunday, and security forces are out on the streets of Caracas trying to keep peace before the vote. Nathan Frandino reports.
Security personnel are on patrol at voting precincts in Venezuela ahead of the election of a legislative superbody on Sunday. President Nicolas Maduro ordered the vote aimed at selecting a so-called constituent assembly. He has said it is for rewriting the country's constitution, but his critics call it a rigged ballot meant to consummate a dictatorship. On the streets of Caracas, resident Raul Perez isn't putting any faith in the vote.
I don't think anything will change. I think everything will stay the same, with the same problems as always.
Often violent protests have gripped the recession-hit country for months now. More than 110 people have died in clashes with security forces. The government has banned protests over the weekend in the hopes of achieving a smooth election. The opposition is boycotting the election and urging its supporters to protest in the streets. Polls are expected to open at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un claimed his country possesses missiles that could strike the mainland United States. The United States has condemned the launch. VOA's Baejun Hamdard.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Friday said, the U.S. would never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Tillerson said the firing was a blatant violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions that reflected the will of the international community.
President Donald Trump again criticized China for failing to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons program following Friday's launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile that landed west of Japan. The U.S. president singled out China for blame on Saturday evening, saying the country could easily solve this problem. Apple confirmed it was removing some applications providing virtual personal networks, or VPNs, from its China App Store. This is being done to comply with a new Chinese regulation. Apple confirmed the move in an email to National Public Radio on Saturday, after several VPN providers announced that their apps had been removed from the China App Store. China is Apple's largest market outside the U.S. A man from the Ivory Coast who faced expulsion from Italy for previous aggressive behavior stabbed a public transit bus driver Saturday in the Tuscan city of Siena. Police said the man retrieved a knife from a home for asylum seekers, where he previously resided after an apparent argument with the bus driver at the end of the line. He returned to stab the driver twice in the stomach and once in the arm. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.